From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Chris Bragg is reporting for the Times Union that the majority of New York Ethics Commissioners present for a vote on October 19th favored revoking approval of former Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's book deal. But the motion failed to carry by one vote because so many commissioners had left the meeting by the time the vote was taken late in the afternoon. On a vote of 7-2, commissioners overseeing the Joint Commission on Public Ethics voted against undoing its staff approval for Cuomo to write the book, American Crisis: Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. 8 votes in favor were needed to pass the motion. At the time of the vote, 5 of the 14 J-COPE commissioners were not present. The commission had held an unusually long closed-door executive session where various matters were discussed before taking the vote in public. The lone dissenting vote were cast by William Fisher and Jose Naives, the panel's new chairman. Commissioner Gary Levine said after the vote on October 19th, he plans to request a special meeting where another vote could be taken on the same motion. After gaining praise for his early handling of the pandemic, Cuomo secured a $5.1 million book deal with Crown, a subsidiary of Penguin Random House. Cuomo resigned from office in August while facing impeachment. At a special meeting earlier this month, J-COPE commissioners also voted to hire an outside law firm to investigate other circumstances of the staff's approval of the Cuomo book deal. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The final environmental and financing details are being worked out, and construction is expected to begin in the second half of 2022 on the Flint Mine solar project in Coxsackie. Town Supervisor Rick Hans said, and I quote, "It has been approved by the state, and it is now a matter of getting the details straightened out. It's in their ballpark," end quote. The solar farm will be a 100-megawatt photovoltaic facility built by affiliates of Hudson Energy Development and Amber Infrastructure at the southern end of Coxsackie and the northern section of Athens. The facility will generate approximately 175,000 megawatt hours of renewable solar energy, which will be converted into direct current electricity and delivered to the state electrical grid. The project was approved in August by the State Board of Electric Generation and the Environment, or the Sitting Board. Patrick Doyle of Flint Mine Solar last week updated the Coxsackie Town Board about the project. He said the company is working on a net conservation benefit plan. A portion of the land where Flint Mine Solar will be sited is considered important habitat for raptors, so the company will set aside land for that purpose. Doyle said, and I quote, "We are making a 300-acre raptor habitat, and we have to come up with a plan for how we are going to manage that," end quote. With the project details still being finalized, construction is not expected to start for at least another 8 months. Doyle said, and I quote, "We got our approval, but we have to get our financing in place and have to finalize our design, purchase, and land to receive our final go-ahead from the Sitting Board after we have met the conditions they set," end quote. The project has been in process for nearly 5 years, and the state's Article 10 review process was launched in 2017. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Raymond Pignon is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the two candidates running for Cairo Town Supervisor, Democrat Ted Banta and Republican and Conservative candidate Jason Watts. Banta, 50, has lived in Greene County for 19 years. He is a graduate of Fordham University and employed as a real estate broker. He previously served as Cairo Town Supervisor from 2012 to 2015. Banta defines economic development as the greatest issue facing Cairo. He said, and I quote, "Our community needs economic development, Main Street revitalization, improved infrastructure, beautiful parks and natural resources, fiscal responsibility, and transparent and effective government. Economic government, improved infrastructure, and Main Street revitalization. These issues are independent," end quote. Banta offers up an exhaustive list of accomplishments during his previous time as town supervisor, including the sewer capital fund project, the acquisition of a $3.5 million EFC 0% water improvement loan, the development of plans for Main Street sidewalks, plus a $75,000 grant from the DEC Smart Growth Program. Watts has lived in the county for more than 30 years. He has served on the Cairo Town Board since 2018. He is employed by his family's business, Watts Oil. Watts says, as a member of the town government for 4 years, he stands firm against the overreach of government. Watts said, and I quote, "I have the experience and ability to work with all Cairo residents, no matter what their party affiliation is. I want to expand Cairo's tax base and make town government more business friendly. I want to encourage development and seek out new businesses. I will put my experience as a successful businessman to work for the town and develop ideas to spur growth in Cairo," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that newcomers to the area are often blamed for almost any problem here. The latest, Saugerties Village officials claim drivers are going too fast on a one-way street used as a shortcut. At a village board meeting October 18th, Russell Street resident Lewis Gillian said, and I quote, "With the increase of out-of-state cars, the village is saturated every day. Cars fly down the road trying to avoid the traffic lights. Traffic has definitely increased, and there are no posted speed limits on any of the side roads," end quote. The one-block streets run east from Partition Street to Washington Avenue and is used as a shortcut from northbound Partition Street to Main Street to avoid a traffic light. Town officials apparently believed this citizen's account and started discussing solutions. Speed bumps? Saugerties Village Mayor Bill Murphy said, and I quote, "There is a liability that goes with them. That's why the state recommends against them. They can cause accidents, can cause damage to cars," end quote. How about one of those signs that tells drivers whether their speedometers work? Murphy said, and I quote, "Enforcement is key. Once a week, they can do a little radar check there, and people are aware of it and makes them slow down for a while. And I have no problem with stenciling slow in the road," end quote. What about lowering the speed limit? Village board member Janine Mayer said, and I quote, "If we're going to change it to 25 miles per hour on Russell, we'd better change it for the others as well," end quote. How about a sign? Board member Terry Parrison said, and I quote, "We can post speed limit signs that drivers can see as they come around the corner," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.